Hello, Namaskar, Vanakkam, Sasriyakal, Adab. Welcome to another episode of That's the Thing on Radio Azim Premji University, a podcast with three hosts, one thing, aur dher sare kahaniya. We take a thing jo bahut sare log samajhte ki ye to Hindustan se hai. But is it? Before we start this episode, we want to thank you for being curious and hitting play. All right, let's kick this off. I'm Jimmy aur mere saath hai Kavya aur Atharva.
Hi.
Hello guys, what's up? So today's episode is slightly different from our other episodes.
Aha.
Till now, we have spoken about things, objects, but aaj, we are going to talk about an idea.
Wah.
A feeling.
And if you're wondering ki kya hi chal raha hai aaj, we have caught the OG fever. Today's episode is about...
Oh, Ghazal.
Ghazal. Oh, Ghazal. That's right.
Dil nadaan tujhe hua kya hai?
Vava.
Vava.
Aakhir se dard ki.
Before Kavya takes off and sings one entire Ghazal in this full episode, what do you both already know about Ghazals?
So my father loves ghazals. My parents both listened to them a lot growing up. Used to have cassettes and then later CDs, everything. So I grew up with ghazals in the background. I don't think I knew anything about them really, but I've listened to enough growing up.
Nange ghazal artha ne agala. I don't understand. Firstly, whenever I see poetry, I don't understand poetry. I try reading it. It doesn't make sense to me. And ghazal is to one different level of poetry only. So don't understand.
For me, I've only come across ghazals Bollywood movie dekhte dekhte. Otherwise, Achha. I have no other... I'm a very commercial ghazal person.
Okay, so then let's start at the beginning. Humse poochho ki ghazal kya hai?
Theek hai, Kavya. Ghazal kya hai?
Gaane na, that are sad, written in Urdu.
I feel like that too.
Actually, none of those. So ghazals are first poems before they're sung, right? And they don't need to be in Urdu.
Really?
And what about like the sad part of it? All the dukhi feelings and all
of
that?
Yeah, well, they don't have to be sad. But they are often about the loss of love, separation.
All of that is sad only. No, Kavya.
I know. But like, see, if you look at where ghazals came from, one idea is that ghazal means to flirt in Arabic.
Ooh. Flirt seems like a lot of fun. Why it became like this, like sad and dukhi types?
There's also this other one I've read. That the word ghazal may have come from an Arabic phrase meaning cry of a wounded deer.
That makes more sense now when you think about it. Pain and hurt and all of that together.
Yeah.
So if you look at how the ghazal is structured, so there's sets of couplets. So couplets, we call them couplets, but it's sher, which everyone understands.
Right.
And ghazals are shers stacked on top of each other. So
okay.
One sher.
Arz kiya hai.
Yes.
Irshad.
Dur se dekha, to barish aa raha tha.
Okay.
दूर से देखा तो बारिश आ रहा था, सामने गया तो भीग गया. Thank you.
And so a sher like that would be the start, for example, and you would keep going from there. Each sher is separate, but they can be connected via themes and ideas.
Okay.
Ghazals go hange irodo. The theme of the ghazal stays largely the same.
So I can talk about the smell of a dosa in my sher and Atharva, your share to add to that can be about sambar isko aur khoobsurat kaise banata hai.
Wow, wow. Imagine just a 100 share poem about just dosa.
Arre, wow.
Maybe not 100, but I think I could write at least 15.
But there are a lot of rules, no? Alab, ghazal likhne mein, there's a lot
there must be, right? Some structure and all.
Yeah. Okay, so we can do it now. Listeners, you can do it at home with us. Okay. Jim, let's go with your dosa idea. Give me 2 lines about dosa, please.
Okay. Light, golden brown and grand. The dosa is the king of the land.
Oh,
nice,
wow.
Nice.
This, thank you.
In the ghazal, this sher, the opening sher is called the matla.
Matla b?
No, matla.
Matla. Dosa matla.
Matla.
Idli la.
Okay.
So now, that's our dosa matla.
That's the matla of the dosa ghazal. Yes.
Okay.
And now we're going to add one more share. So Atharva, you're going to give me the next share.
Okay.
But what you need to do is that the last two words, which is king of the land, needs to repeat. Okay. This is the Radif.
Where does it need to repeat?
In his sher.
In the first line or the second line?
In the second, the same place.
Okay.
It just has to end with all the land.
So which means that the third line, when it ends, the word also has to rhyme with land.
Yes. So that's how the ghazals all sound the same.
Okay. Got it.
But that's a good one. All the land seems useful.
Okay. I saw it written on lines on the sand that Dosa is indeed king of the land.
Beautiful. Okay.
And now we will do one more. I will add one.
Please
Why
add
not?
Kavya. Let's go. So you also have to say king of the land?
Yes. The Radif is the one that continues through each ghazal.
So that's second line.
The last phrase of the second
line. Nice. Got it.
I will go. Both sambar and chutney have a hand in making sure dosa is the king of the land.
Wow. Are we done? The ghazal's ready or what?
We have to do one last verse, one last sher. Okay. This is called the makta, the closing sher of the ghazal. Now, the trick of the makta is that we have to include our names somehow.
Okay.
Or some, we can include Desi.
We can include Desi
in the makta. And this inclusion of the name, when you say, this person wrote it, Ghalib wrote it, Khusro wrote it, whoever wrote it, that is called the takhallus, which is the name of the poet.
Okay.
So
there is a makta and there is a takhallus.
Makta is the full share,
the last couplet is called the makta.
And the takhallus is the pen name, the signature that you're saying, I wrote it.
And that has to come where?
In the last two lines. Yes.
So that's like a rapper going, yo, honey, singer.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's your boy, Badsha.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you have to still do that last two lines.
Yeah, so we have to do the last one. Any Desi will understand that Dosa is the king of the land.
Amazing.
So the king of the land repeats till the end.
Yes, the Radif goes all the way through.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And tada, ghazal ready. Now, listeners, aap bhi likh sakte ho. Send us what you write.
And you can write in any language, okay? So what Atharva and I made in English works, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So are you saying ki local writer log bhi, they just take this form like Jimmy and I did and do it in their own languages?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's why you can hear ghazals in every language. So there's Malayalam, there's Gujarati, there's Telugu, there's Bangla.
But before that, we need to talk a little bit about 600 AD Arabic say. How did it come to India in the 1900s?
Ship.
Yeah, but the ghazal can't come by itself. No, over a ship.
The ship came to the king of the land.
Okay. What actually happened was this. We started writing, the original ghazals were about love. And then the important change, who really transformed it, were the Sufis.
Okay.
Auryan Madidro, they took it and they made the ghazal about divine love.
Oh, so it's not just love to your partner, but to God.
Exactly.
Flirting with God.
Yes, and to say, when will God come back into my life? That's the question they're asking. So this is where you get poets like Jalaluddin Rumi, Hafiz. So this divine message of love, that God really loves you and you're seeking the love of God, that went from Islam. So the idea comes from Islam. And so everywhere Islam spread, the ghazal went with it.
So these guys, they took ghazal everywhere, right? Spain maybe, ghazal ko Hebrew mein, Spanish mein likh rahe the. Even parts of Western Africa, ghazals were apparently written and sung in their local languages.
Yeah.
Right. And it came to India. And the most important person was Amir Khusro. He is known as the father of Urdu literature.
Wasn't he a student of Nizamuddin Aulia?
Like the Delhi metro station? Like Nizamuddin metro station?
Yes, exactly. So Amir Khusro's teacher, Nizamuddin Aulia, aur helidro, it is really important for average janta to learn the Sufi message.
Got it. So they're trying to make sure that this concept of divine love and all of that becomes easier for everybody to access.
Exactly. So kya aap Farsi mein nahi, Hindustani mein likh sakte ho? And that is where Amir Khusro started with this beautiful ghazal that he wrote.
Which one?
It's called Zehale Miskeen. And I sing this, we sing this in my folk music group. And what's so interesting about Zehale Miskeen is that the alternating shares are in two different languages. So the matla, the first share, is in Farsi. The second is in Brajbhasha. And like our Dose theme, what's happening is that thematically, people are listening and they're able to say, idu adur bagge alva, adur idu bagge. They are able to catch the idea, even though it's in two languages.
Nice. All right.
So from here, the ghazal went everywhere.
Wait, don't jump yet. Kavya, you mentioned something about the Braj Bhasha.
Yes.
So this comes from two words, Braj, the region, somewhere in West Uttar Pradesh, and the Sanskrit word bhasa for language.
Yep. And it's used actually by many poets. So Surdas, we see Tulsidas writing in Braj Bhasha. It's quite popular. Even Meera has written compositions in
it. And it's very poetic. So yeah, I was just trying to see the difference between Hindi and Braj Bhasha. So I'll tell you the lines and you try and translate it, okay? And
oh
say
boy.
What the actual line
My
means.
Hindi only leaves much to be desired.
Wait,
okay.
Let me find it. Okay.
We have to translate it into Hindi or English?
No, Hindi. Tell me what the Hindi or the English okay. this thing is. Okay. Tumhari ka hai rahi aankh.
I think it's a... You are not pronouncing it properly.
Actually, Athar and I are very good at Braj Bhasha.
It's
the pronunciation of the speaker.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so any guesses?
Say that again.
Tumhari ka hai rahi hai.
Tumhari ka hai rahi hai.
Yes.
Where are you?
Where is yours?
So, tumhari is yours,
yes.
Obviously. Yeah.
Ka hai rahi hai. Kaise ho?
Oh,
so
how are
tum
you?
Kaise ho?
Oh. Oh,
okay, I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Kripa karke nek hole boli.
Please, is kripa karke.
Yes.
Talk slowly.
That's right. Dheere boliye. Holy is. Well done.
From Braj Bhasha to Nam Bhasha.
Okay.
Ikadenu, like our side, South India, we had a very interesting ruler. Called Kuli Kutub Shah.
Hey, Kuli Kutub Shah was also the founder of Hyderabad,
yeah.
right?
That's right. And if you've been to Hyderabad, you may also know him as the man who built the Char Minar.
So he's the OG builder.
Matlab?
He built the Char Minar, built Hyderabad, built Ghazals. Because you're stacking shares one on top of the other. Yeah. So it's like building only, right?
That's right. Ghazals are built couplet by couplet. And actually, it's because of him that we have the Dakhni style of writing.
Yeah. So there is the Dakhni style, which I think listeners may know Dakhni is the way Urdu is spoken in South India.
There's Lucknow also, right? That style. So that's the place where they're from mostly. You know?
And the third is Delhi style, right?
Yeah, that's right. Before we move on, should we talk about Ghalib a bit?
Maybe, yeah. He's such an interesting person. There are so many stories about him. So I'll tell you three of my favorites, okay? He had full millennial buddhi.
Matlab?
Okay? Matlab, he never bought a house, okay? Rented gharo mein rehte the. But he never moved out of the Galli Kasim Ballimaran.
Okay.
So
that was where Ghalib finally lived before he died. In fact, Kavya, you sent me this reel.
Yes.
About Gulzar mentioning it in Kajrare.
Yeah.
Right?
This place. Ballimara is one of the references.
Yeah.
Ballimara se garibe talak.
Yeah.
Teri meri kahani Dilli mein.
Nice.
Jugalbandi, Max. So, okay, this house
okay.
was near a mosque.
Uh-huh.
And Ghalib was very self-aware. So, unhone likha tha, masjid ke zere saya ek ghar bana liya hai, ek banda ek kamina, hamsaya ek khuda hai. Which means that under the shadow of the mosque, I have made my house. A scoundrel is the neighbor of God.
Nice.
I love it. And I think it's so interesting, no? Because the Sufi way of talking about God is like a loved one.
Yeah.
You have a lot of place to be like, oh yeah, I'm an idiot sitting next to God. That kind of thing.
And wo bas trailer tha, okay? Picture abhi baki hai. He had a reputation of being a gambler. And a casanova, and also spoke his mind. So, when someone said, Sheikh Sabai is a poet, he quickly said, how can Sabai be a poet? He has never tasted wine, nor has he ever gambled. He has not been beaten with slippers by lovers. Nor has he seen the inside of a jail.
Oh
nice. Full rock star vibe it's giving. Tujhe yaad hai wo canteen wala scene Rockstar mein?
Yes.
Jisme that fellow in the canteen tells Jordan, this Ranbir Kapoor, about artists. This is the dialogue.
वो दूसरे टाइप की जिंदगी होती है जो इंसान को कलाकार बना देती है
किस टाइप की
तू सबकी जिंदगी उठा के देख ले जितने भी है ना संगीतकार गायक आर्टिस्ट पेंटर राइटर देख ले तू एक ऐसी चीज है जो इन सब में कॉमन मिलेगी तुझे।
पेन, दुख, दर्द, आंसू। जब तक तकलीफ ना हो ना लाइफ में, तब तो कोई बड़ा नहीं बनता है।
करेक्ट, फुल रॉकस्टार ओनली गालिब वाज। यू हैड वन मोर स्टोरी जिम।
हाँ, एक और है। सो गालिब एक जुआरी थे। So he was fond not just of fine English liquor, but also of playing that game of Chaucer, which was then considered gambling and it was illegal. Mm. Okay. Paise haarta gaya and he kept borrowing and playing. He was sinking in debt.
Mm.
Damn.
Okay. So he was in debt 5,000 rupees.
Okay.
That time. This is way
pre-inflation.
Back. Yes. Yeah. And court mein case chal raha tha. Now, the chief mufti of Delhi at that time was Mufti Sadruddin Azurda. And when Galib appeared before him, मुफ्ती आस्क्ड हिम इफ ही एडमिटेड द क्लेम। गालिब रिसाइटेड, कर्ज की पीते थे मैं लेकिन समझते थे कि हाँ रंग लावेगी हमारी फका मस्ती एक दिन। आई यूज टू ड्रिंक ऑन क्रेडिट एंड थिंक मेकिंग मैरी इन पॉवर्टी विल डू वंडर्स समडे। एंड द मुफ्ती सेड वावा वेरी गुड। ही पेड ऑफ द डेट ऑफ 5,000 रुपीज एंड सेड केस क्लोज, चलो एवरीबॉडी गेट आउट ऑफ हियर नाउ।
मैन, आई लव गालिब, व्हाट अ सच अ कलरफुल पर्सनालिटी। Kavya, you were saying that ghazals moved from love to divine love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great place for me to gently slide in filmy ghazals and this new trend in Bollywood going on called ghazalcore.
We'll talk about ghazalcore later, but first filmy ghazals.
Okay.
Every heartbroken hero standing in the rain, all the teary-eyed heroines staring into the distance. It all starts there. Alwa? Don't you think our life needs background music like that?
Mere life mein to pehle se hai bhai background music. It goes with Spotify Premium. Enjoy uninterrupted ad-free music.
And after the ads play out, enjoy the next 30 minutes of non-stop music. Okay, man. So filmy ghazals, they took the poetic beauty of traditional ghazals, wrapped them in melodies that made everyone, even our grandparents, feel things.
Jimmy, that's an understatement. Filmy ghazals didn't just make you feel, they made you spiral. I mean, Madan Mohan bhai ko le lo, unke compositions, for instance, heartbreak ko leke art mein badal diya bhai ne.
Yeah.
Listen to Lag Ja Gale and suddenly you're crying about a breakup you've never even had. And it's amazing ki how filmy ghazals are always about unfulfilled love, no?
Yeah.
Tanha dil, toota aashik, falan dimkana. It's like it's like every lyricist back then was on the same page.
Ooh, I like that. Yep. Well done. Yeah. Nice. On the same page, lyricists and all of that. Good one, yeah. And they didn't just talk about love, they dissected it. They showed love as something beautiful, but also something that can break you. Shisha ho ya dil ho.
Aakhir
toot jata hai.
And because Scuffy, thanks, that little toot went right into my head and destroyed some cells in my brain, I think. And that's why they waged like fine wine, I guess. I mean, compare Chupke Chupke Raat Din to today's DJ Wale Babu, there's no contest, okay?
Listen, there is no Honey Singh slander in this house, okay? Put some respect on that yo-yo.
Oh, please. You just double insulted Honey Singh.
How?
Because DJ Wale Babu is a Badshah song. Aur unke ladai ke baare mein sabko pata hai. So it wasn't a Honey Singh song. It was full insult.
Aur yehi responsible hai for Ghazalcore. It's like taking ghazal, sent them to a music festival and told them to party.
Ek minute, maine socha tha ki wo kawali tha. Ghazals in, well, not party form, but a faster version,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The kawali is a different kind of faster version.
But party ke liye to nahi hai na. It was built to a high point or a crescendo to a kind of religious ecstasy.
The Qawwali, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Amir Khusro is known to be the father of the Qawwali also.
Ve bhi ek mazedar character the. He's famous for a bunch of things and also said to be the inventor of the tabla and the sitar.
Really?
The sitar, that's a bit controversial, no?
Yeah, there is one section that says, nahi, Amir Khusro ne sitar ka avishkar nahi kiya. But he's, some people say that he is responsible. One that I like the most about him is that he wrote many riddles in his time.
Yeah.
Chutkule. So, main do chutkule padhta hun and you try and guess, okay? What is it? The first one is this. One trickster performed this trick. Inserted a green parrot into the cage. Oh, what an act the sorcerer shows. Puts in green, takes out red. What's he talking about?
Green parrot.
Into the cage.
Okay, and takes out red.
Yeah.
That sounds like maybe like chilies? A chili. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Chili. Green chili. To red.
Okay. Okay. But what is the cage? We don't know what the cage is. It's a incubator.
The plant.
The plant. Okay, no, not chili. Anything else?
I have no idea.
No? Yeah.
What is it?
Pan.
Oh, ooh. The cage.
It goes into the mouth. This thing. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, okay. Another one. And I will try and read this in the original form.
Okay.
Ghum ghumela lehenga pehine. Ek pao se rahe khadi. Aat haat hai us nari ke surat uski lage pari. सब कोई उसकी चाह करे हैं मुसलमान हिंदू छत्री खुसरो ने ये कही पहेली दिल में अपनी सोच जरी
ओके सो शी इज गॉट अ बिग लहंगा
यस
समथिंग दैट फैंस आउट लाइक अ लहंगा
या
यस समथिंग लाइक दैट आठ हाथ है उसके सो समथिंग दैट फैंस आउट बिकॉज ऑफ एट हैंड्स or eight supports or
okay tell us
so actually the answer is in the riddle which is sometimes
oh my
what
god that's what
do?
I thought
yes.
Is it chhatri
that's right sab oh. koi uski chaak kare hai musliman hindu chhatri
nice
so the umbrella is the answer which is so nice. Clever right okay so sorry Kavya I kind of derailed you when you were talking about ghazal kor and took us off into kawali so please continue
yeah shukriya jim See, Ghazalcore is the perfect mix of soulful and savage.
Savage, yeah.
Yeah, we've got the poetry, you've got the heartbreak, but you've also got the...
okay.
Nice.
So, if you're in feeling, it works for you. If not, then it works for you.
Yeah.
Bilkul. So, that song, you remember, Aaj Ki Raat from Stree 2?
Yes, yes.
Is Ghazalcore.
Oh.
They have modernized it while keeping its soul intact. It's like wearing... sneakers with a sherwani. Unexpected, but cool.
Wait, you think it's okay to wear sneakers with a sherwani?
I feel like if you're wearing a really nice, like, bling sherwani,
uh-huh.
Okay, you know they make sneakers with embroidery in them. Like, you can get, like, a Zardozi-style sneaker.
Right?
Yeah. So, it depends on how you style it, which
That's
is
right.
the, always the answer.
Fine.
Anyway, so, Ghazalcore songs, bas wo banaye gaye Instagram Reels ke liye. Okay. You know, those clips where people walk in slow motion, full dukhi, caption mein likha hota hai, just me against the world.
Oh, jeeva
daate dukho, sansar aate moh maya.
So sad, I love
but,
it.
But you know, can I just say, I love that. I think it's very comforting to see how people engage with such an old poetic tradition and find ways to relate to it even today, na?
Yeah,
it's like
right.
no matter how modern we get, for ghazals, there's always space.
And... no conversation about ghazals is complete without them. Jagjit Singh and Chitra Singh.
Haan bhai, definitely. Un dono ne to, they changed the entire ghazal game.
Yeah, how though? Jagjit Singh was the bridge. Our ghazal na togondo, they, you know, looked at this very old school kind of form and they made them cool for the youth.
To tum ye keh rahe ho ki Jagjit Singh in his time did what Ghazalcore is doing now.
Yeah, yeah I think of. We may upset some purists with that idea.
I mean, conceptually.
Conceptually. Yeah, yeah. Conceptually. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yes, kind of. So, 1980s mein, where ghazals were mostly the domain of an older, more refined audience.
Matlab, yeah. glass of wine in one hand types. That kind of refined.
I was going for chai. But okay, wine works also.
Huh? Ghazal or jam in the sham.
Wow.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I mean, I saw this often. My dad with his cool shades. Radio Hatra Kutkorn, sipping chai, wine, listening to ghazals by Mehdi Hassan and Ghulam Ali.
Wow. The golden age of Urdu poetry. Or what heavy or serious tha wo?
Seriously serious, yeah.
Yeah. And enter who? Jagjit Singh. This guy, right? He brought a whole new twist. He made ghazals accessible. Not just to the older crowd. He brought in the youth.
Exactly. And let's be real. We can all probably sing a couple of Jagjit Singh songs off the top of our heads.
True, true, true.
Tumko dekha to...
ye khayal aaya.
Oh my god, that's like muscle memory.
Yes, we've all heard that one, right? And this man, Jagjit Singh, unka ek alag hi tarika tha. He made ghazals sound cool without watering them down.
Yeah.
And because he had such a distinct voice and a style that mixed both classical and modern in his own way.
Yeah, I feel like what you're talking about is also just the simplicity of his music. There's no complicated arrangements. It's just a guitar, a synth. And this voice that's smooth, sorrowful, comforting. And let's not forget, he is the reason that we have the 12-string guitar in Ghazals.
12-string guitar? Arre, jagah kaha hai for 12 strings on that instrument?
Tha re, tha.
He feels like the same thing is happening with cameras on your phone now, no? 4 cameras, 5 cameras, 8 cameras, 2 of them are AI cameras, 16 cameras. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
He wasn't the only one. He had other people, right? We have Hariharan, Bhupinder Singh.
I know a Bhupinder Singh ghazal.
Oh my God, I'm so afraid.
good. Mugambo khushwa, dar acha hai.
Okay, tell which ghazal?
So, there is this song from Masoom. Urmila Matondkar and Jugal Hansraj were child actors. It's a gorgeous movie, great songs. And one of my favorites was this one. Huzur is kadar bhi na itra ke chaliye. Khule aam. Okay, I'll stop staying.
Thank you.
So, that was the Ghazal gang, right? 3 musketeers, Ghazal world ke. Jagjit Singh, Hariharan and Bhupinder Singh. With his smooth, velvety voice.
The OG GG.
Very nice, OG GG.
Thank you. And just like Ghalib and Khusro, Jagjit Singh also spoke his mind very freely. So, Jai Ho won Oscar, right?
Yeah.
For the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, when Rehman got Oscar, Jagjit Singh was like, it's good we won, but it's not a great song.
And a reporter also said, but Gulzar wrote the lyrics and you worked with Gulzar a lot. Haan? Par main jab Gulzar saab ke saath kaam karta hun, I categorically tell him to write poetry which my fans and I can understand.
I love that. Aur Heli Damat ke Gamana Kuri. He said, I tell Gulzar to write poetry. He didn't say lyrics.
Oh yeah, that's true. He's operating at a different level only. By the way, he also made it a point to pay lyricists a part of his earnings.
That is so kind.
Amazing.
Matlab? Unka haq ke athara, what do you mean by it's kind?
Fair.
That's the normal. That should be the normal.
I wonder who he paid when he sang Mirza Ghalib ke ghazals.
Mirza Ghalib only.
But how? He's dead, no?
Yeah, so he paid him not cash, but paid him tributes.
Correct. Nice.
Thank you.
But it's so cool, no? Ki Jagjit Singh ji Mirza Ghalib ke ghazal gaate the. Aur he also used to sing ghazals written by his contemporaries like Gulzar Saab, Javed Akhtar, Nida Fazli, Majru Sultanpuri and a whole bunch of others.
And the coolest thing is this. Gulzar ne ek TV serial banaya tha jiska naam tha Mirza Ghalib.
Right.
And for this show, Jagjit Singh composed the music.
Ooh. I mean, it's like everything cosmically came together so beautifully, you know?
Nice. Ghalib must be smiling in his grave.
And you know what song was playing in the background?
What?
Any guesses?
Tell me.
Tum itna jo muskura rahe ho.
Nice. Some unexpected Bollywood references.
Andre?
Okay. So, let's see if you can get this. Whose movies do you think a Ghalib could be quoted in?
Amitabh Bachchan.
Yeah, it seems like
Amitabh Bachchan is just the right fit for the movies that he
maybe
did.
Like some indie, like award padam kind of, like
yes.
Marathi theatre, Malayalam cinema, kind of.
I'm also thinking like another fit would probably be an Aamir Khan movie.
Yeah.
What if I tell you he was quoted in a Salman Khan movie?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And wo bhi villain ne quote kiya tha. Nawazuddin Siddiqui.
Oh, he seems like a perfect.
Right. Yeah. Nawaz. Correct. Nawaz.
So Nawaz playing Shiv Gajra, he quotes Ghalib before killing people in the movie Kick.
Koi ummeed var nahi aati. कोई सूरत नजर नहीं आती मौत तो एक दिन मुयन है नींद रात भर क्यों नहीं आती पहले आती थी हाले दिल पे हंसी अब किसी बात पे नहीं आती
मर्डरर ऐसा होना चाहिए आई मीन इवन द पर्सन गेटिंग किल्ड मे नॉट फील दैट बैड आफ्टर हियरिंग दैट नो
किक मात्रा अल्लाह हिज वर्क हैज अपीयर्ड इन सो मेनी फिल्म्स यू गाइस रिमेंबर द टाइटल ट्रैक ऑफ हजारों ख्वाहिशें ऐसी दैट्स इंस्पायर्ड बाय मिर्ज़ा गालिब या इट्स अ शुभा मुद्गल क्लासिक द टाइटल ऑफ द फिल्म is from the ghazal.
Right. And this one is, there's another one. Ishq pe zor nahi hai, ye wo aatish ghalib in dil se.
Yes, I know this. Satrangi re, right?
Correct.
Ishq pe zor nahi.
There was such hotness in that song.
Oh, yeah. Shah Rukh Khan and Manisha Koirala. Gulzar, Rehman, Sonu Nigam, Kavita Krishnamurti. Like, it's just hit after hit.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So from the hotness to the heartness. Yeah.
What a move.
Faiz Ahmed Faiz also brought some poetry magic right into Bollywood. Unke shabd, pure gold. He was like janta ki awaaz. Whether it was love, heartbreak or revolution, I feel like he could capture it all.
Andre, avru exclusively Bollywood ge heart barlila, right?
Correct, exactly. But you said heartbreak, right, Atharva?
Yes.
Guess in which movie his ghazals were first used?
Okay. You must... Mohabbate.
No. Fez, guys, think way back.
Okay. Would it be like a...
Mughal-e-Azam.
Oh, that's a really good direction. Okay. You have to think okay. OG heartbreak. Yes, correct, correct.
Okay. Veer Zara was heartbreak? No?
Yeah, but this is much
older. Leila Majnu types?
Yes, exactly. The song was called Dono Jahan Teri Mohabbat Mein Haar Ke in the film Romeo and Juliet in 1947.
Wow. My God.
You know, there's another Shakespeare-inspired movie that uses his lines.
Okay.
Of course. It has to be those three Shakespeare movies.
Yes.
Makbul.
There has to be a Vishal Bharadwaj.
Yes, exactly.
Which was the other one?
Omkara. And I am completely blanking on the third one. Because it's three movies, right?
Wait. There was this movie with Shahid Kapoor.
Yeah.
That was Awaz Aa Rahi Hai or something like that.
Oh, wait. I watched that. It's Haider.
That's right. Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
I remember Vishal Bharadwaj was doing a chat with some 1,000 people about Haider. And Faiz aur Maglu, Vishal ge kelidru. Why did he choose Faiz's poetry in the movie? And what did Vishal say? If not Faiz, who?
Wow.
If he was alive, he would have written the full movie and all the songs as well.
Oh, so lovely. Now, Faiz's verses have also been used just like that, verbatim in songs.
Yeah, but it's not plagiarism, right?
It's not, you're right. Because in Urdu poetry, it's considered paying tribute to the original poem. And there's also a legit word for this custom. It's called tazmeen.
Tazmeen?
Yes. So, it's which is kind of like what people do nowadays. They sample older songs in newer songs and what's happening in your ghazal core and stuff like that as well. Okay, we need to wrap. There's so much more to do on ghazals. We could easily do an entire series. But isko yahi pe khatam karna padega. Anything we want to add?
We haven't done our favorite section, world records.
Ooh.
Okay, go for it.
Longest ghazal. Any guesses where this person? You won't know the person, but you guess where from?
Uttar Pradesh.
India.
Okay, India's great. India's the correct answer.
Fine.
I meant where in India. Okay. But Vijendra Bharadwaj, who writes under the pen name Ghafil, from Haryana, wrote the longest ghazal. It is called 11,000 Titliyan. And it has 11,000 shairs in Hindi and Arabic.
Ooh, wait, did he write like one couplet for every species of butterfly there is?
No, I think each couplet was like a butterfly. It's a metaphor. Like 11,000.
Nice. Okay.
Anybody, can you guess the shortest ghazal?
Tell
me how long it was. The shortest ghazal. I can't expect you to know who wrote it.
Yeah. Okay, so we know that it needs to at least have...
It's 2 lines, right? No.
No.
6 lines. No. 2, 4, 8 lines?
It needs to at least have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I would say like under 20.
That's very close, Kavya. Would you like to narrow down your guess?
14.
I think you overcorrected. Okay, I'll give you that. So the correct answer is this ghazal written by a man called Ashok Gulshan.
Yeah.
He wrote the smallest ghazal with 18 lines and 18 words.
18 words?
What does that mean?
So that means one word per line.
Or does it mean 18 words?
18 lines plus 18 words.
No. Okay. If you've read this ghazal, please verify.
Yes,
if
please.
Ashok Gulshan, sir, if you're listening to this podcast, please write back to us and tell us, can we read your ghazal, please?
Okay. In 1987, Jagjit Singh recorded the first purely digital CD album by an Indian musician. It was called Beyond Time.
Very nice.
Do you know the longest period of time for which someone has sung ghazals? Continuously. Without break.
Continuously.
This is like one of those world record gimmicks, right? Like how long can you keep singing without stopping?
Yeah.
There was one. Do you remember that series Bandit?
Bandits.
He had to sing for a certain number of hours continuously, right? And that. So let's see. How many hours? 37.
Okay, that's Jimmy's
36.
Guess.
What are you saying? You're saying, oh my God, wait, are you saying it's more than 37?
For sure. What's your guess?
Oh. For sure?
Yeah.
Okay, 48.
48.
That's 2 days. Full days, nonstop. Gaza. I can't imagine.
Yeah, that would be, unless there's a, like a clause there saying you can take some breaks or something like that. Like a 5 minute break, 3 minute break or something.
All yeah, they must have. They must. Or he's singing ghazals while he's in the washroom.
They're like just nobody on the stage, but you can hear it going and then this.
or he could have been also singing some silent ghazals.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. Like in his heart.
He's singing it in my mind. You imagine.
Now tell.
Okay, so answer. Is it 48?
It's not 48. The answer is 61 hours by this man named Prateek Singh.
Wow.
Amazing.
And he sang continuously for 61 hours and he sang 427 ghazals.
Oh, that is insane. Yeah. That's a lot.
Okay, it's time to wrap up this episode of The Ghazal. And Atharva, you have a question for us to wrap like normal?
Yeah. When or what was the last time you remember listening to a ghazal?
While I was researching for this podcast.
Before that. Before this podcast.
Before this podcast. Now you're putting extra rules. I think it was that song from Street 2 only. Which was the one that...
Aaj Ki Raat.
Aaj Ki Raat. Yeah. Mm. So that was the one that I heard last because of the movie Street 2.
Fair. Mm.
Okay. I listen to ghazals quite a bit. So I would say that I listen to them often. But I will tell you my most memorable ghazal listening experience.
Go for it.
I was 21 years old and my heart was broken by a boy in another city.
Aww.
And nursing my broken heart, I came to Bangalore and my dad was picking me up from the railway station. I got into the car and I turned the radio on and the radio started playing Shisha Ho Ya Dil Ho. And I look at my dad and go, isn't that so true? Isn't it true that all hearts do? And my dad is just like, what? Okay, and then he drives me straight to Baskin Robbins.
Oh, so
sobbing,
cute.
Crying.
For me, it was a very weird experience because, so recently I went and attended one of my childhood school friends' weddings.
Okay.
And which was by in and of itself a very surreal experience for me.
He's
my age.
Right.
And I've known him since we were in like 6th, 7th grade. And while I was over there, I was hanging out with a bunch of my other school friends who I was catching up with after a long time. And all of us boys, okay, so we are going out on long drives at night. And on the long drives, we are not listening to rap, metal or anything like that. We are listening to Jagjit Singh. That's playing, Hoto Se Chulo Tum is playing. And we are all singing along with it on the long drive in the car. Again, a beautiful experience, a beautiful way of bonding with my boys.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you listening to ghazals because he was getting married?
No, we were just in our fields at that time and we didn't know how else to deal
with the fields. Right, so okay, so
that's the end of this episode of That's the Thing. Thank you, Atharva. Thank you, Kavya.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Kavya, you want to say something?
I want to sing.
You want to sing?
Okay. Kavya will sing, but only after we give you a little reminder to hit subscribe on the Radio Azim Premji University YouTube channel, on platforms that you listen to your podcasts on, Apple, Spotify, on socials, that's on Instagram and on WhatsApp. Thank you for listening and being curious. We will be back with another episode of That's the Thing next week. Until then, stay curious with Radio Azim Premji University and Kavya. Now go for it.
दिल नादान तुझे हुआ क्या है आखिर इस दर्द की दवा क्या है आखिर इस दर्द की दवा क्या है दिल नादान तुझे हुआ क्या है Okay, done.
You're listening to
Rap Sun Rehe Hain.
You're listening
to Hin Suno Thar.
Nengla Kekkan Nadar.
You Kelta Idira.
Nengla Kekkan Nadar.
Ray Katha Sun
Rehe Hain.
Radio.
Azim Premji.
University.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers.
and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. This non-commercial program is for educational purposes only.